Bill Cates, Ms. Gina Jennings, Ms. Brad, Mr. Brad Whaley.
Whole crew.
Sir.
It's comforting to know that big of a number.
Empty down an office.
Small as you can get it, or so they say.
Good morning.
Good morning.
On January 12th, County Council authorized the Department of Community Development and Housing to issue a request for proposal for three of our county-owned homes that are currently vacant that were purchased as part of our runway expansion. The department was directed to put these homes to use in the greatest public and community benefit, specifically to provide decent, safe, and affordable housing. It was determined that leasing homes to nonprofit organizations would be the most efficient and beneficial way to utilize them versus directly leasing to a household. The RFP was structured so that organizations could describe their benefit and impact to the surrounding community and their financial structure and capacity. The RFP was not issued with any intent to benefit financially, but rather to provide an organization with an opportunity they might otherwise be unable to have. We made up a committee to review these requests for proposals, which was composed of the county's, a representative of the county attorney's office, two community volunteers, and a representative from council as well as county staff. We received six organizations' responses to the RFP. Several of them actually applied for both organizations, or both homes, I'm sorry. And based on the committee's selection, we have chosen to recommend to you that Habitat for Humanity be selected for each house. That was determined because they're a well-established organization. They have a strong financial background. They have proposed a plan to renovate and maintain the property at no expense to the county. The Springfield Lane property will be used as a transitional housing facility for future Habitat homeowners that are currently homeless or in substandard housing. They would remain in the home until their final home is built through Habitat for Humanity. The South Bedford property would be used for Habitat's AmeriCorps volunteers. The volunteers stay at this property while they are building Habitat homes. It's our understanding that the AmeriCorps volunteers are required to live in poverty, and they received a small stipend, and otherwise they wouldn't be able to utilize or find affordable housing in the county. The benefit to the community is that in the long run, Habitat is broadening the county's tax base by putting these families in homes. Offering these homes to Habitat allows them to use more of their resources to continue to create stable living for many families in the county. And multiple families will benefit from these homes. It's a low impact to the community. Families and volunteers will be living in these homes. Therefore, the impact is minimal. They're stable tenants with minimal traffic changing. So I can read a motion if you're interested, unless there's any discussion or questions.
Any questions from council?
So the people living in the houses would be not people from Habitat for Humanity.
They are. They're just with Habitat
Workers
for Humanity.
Who are doing the work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they have to do. It's a self-help program, so they actually have to put in a certain number of hours to build their homes. And while that process is occurring, it can take, I think, almost a year. And so some of these people lose their home in the process of this or are living in horrible housing while they're waiting. And so this would be a resource to Habitat to put these families in a stable place that's maintained and, watched by Habitat for Humanity.
Would you mind reading that line again about broadening taxes?
Habitat will broaden the county's tax base by putting these families in newly built homes.
Not our homes, but the newly built ones.
Mm-hmm. Ones are built while they're living in our homes.
While they're living
right.
Any other questions?
Maybe. They did a good job.
Yeah.
Did a good job.
Very good solution.
Want to read the motion, please?
Sure. Would you like me to do one for each house, or?
Just all three could be fine, I think.
You could combine.
Okay. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorize the execution of a lease with Sussex County Habitat for Humanity for the properties located at 501 South Bedford Street Extension, Georgetown, Delaware, and the property located at 22557 Springfield Lane in Georgetown.
I'll make a motion.
I have a second. How about the third one?
The third one.
You said all three. Wasn't that what somebody said?
The Pepperell.
But Habitat only applied for these two.
For two.
Oh, so there's still another one we're going to talk about here in a minute.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it.
Okay, that's.
We have a motion and a second to approve the recommendation by the Vacant Home RFP Committee. Any further discussion?
We are aware that we had a bidder on this house for $10,750 wanting to move it. We are aware of it.
We are right now. Now we are.
You're aware of it now, right?
Yeah. To move it?
Yeah, they wanted to move it.
Yeah, but that's not what the RFP was for.
I know, but I just wanted to make this council aware. I won't be asleep here. They said, well, we didn't know they had a bid on it, so I want you to know.
Well, it's a heck of a time to bring it up.
We can discuss it.
It's a heck of a time to bring it up.
Well, we have a motion on the floor that could benefit from this discussion. I believe what Mr. Wilson's talking about is when it became public that these houses were going to be put through the RFP program to try to help the needy. Someone came to the county suggesting a bid on one of the houses for, I think Mr. Wilson said, around $10,000. We had put the RFP out there. The houses were going through the process. It was noted, I believe, by legal counsel that there was not a mechanism in place to accept that bid. And had we been interested in looking at selling the houses, it would have been the whole different bidding process.
I think where the bidder got a little confused was that he thought that just he could put a bid and buy it. But we advertised it, so I understand that if they did buy it, it had to be moved but also used for charity work if the guy bought it. So we're more or less saying if you buy this house in this ad, regardless of what you want to do with it, you still have to go back to charity work. Is that right?
To clarify, we did actually receive the same family put a bid on the Pepper property, which is on Park Avenue, as well as the Springfield Lane property. But the committee and Mr. Moore's office, we determined that the scope of the RFP did not meet what he was applying for. So if the council is interested in pursuing this as a public bidding process for that Pepper property on Park Avenue, we would have to issue a separate RFP to seek bids from the public for just private use of that home. So that was where the committee determined that it wasn't an organization that would be using this home for the community benefit, and that's why we chose to.
Can I ask one question? And then how long is this association with Habitat? Is there a time frame in it, or is it open?
We'll be creating a lease agreement with them, and I believe we'll do it renewal annually. Both of these properties are available until 2020, so they'll have a 10-year period there if they are comfortable with the situation as well as the county.
In 2020, what happens?
We demolish or move the property.
Because of the airport. Correct. Mm-hmm. Is that right? Because of the airport. Okay.
And that's just the expected date. I mean, it could.
Right. Okay. I just wanted to know.
Another thing brought up in this discussion, I'm going to try to lighten you here. We was offered $10,750, and the house is gone. Now, if we leave it here 5-10 years from now, 10 years from 2020, it may cost us $10,000 to move it. So it's about a $20,000 differential here.
Or it might be worth $25,000.
It might be.
So yeah. It's hard to say.
But our whole goal, I'm sorry.
I'm just trying to tell you it is. Not that this is what I said. I wonder what
we probably should have had those options on the table, had that as our conversation. We've gone this route.
That went through that committee. I can assure you that was brought up.
Okay. It'd be nice if we'd have known about it earlier than this. But anyway, we've got a motion on the table, right?
We have a recommendation from the committee. You don't have to vote for the committee's recommendation. And we do vest a degree of authority and confidence in these committees, and they do a good job.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we'll see how good a job based on this vote. Is there any other discussions, Ms.
Yeah, Brown? We were advised by council that the way we were to proceed was to provide the most community benefit for these homes that were sitting vacant. And so that's why, you know, this the bid did not come up until after we came to you. We weren't under the impression that that's how county council wanted to proceed, so we didn't move in that direction, mm-hmm. and that's why we are recommending what we do to you today.
Yes, and Mr. President.
Yes, Mr.
When I was questioned by the committee, and one of my associates actually sat on the committee, we went back and looked, and including looking at the minutes of prior meetings, and there was an outline brought to county council prior to the RFP being finalized, and it did indicate what the goals of the RFP were to be.
Mm-hmm. Let me just ask you one more. The people living there, will they be keeping the homes up?
Yes, that's one of the requirements.
Maintenance, total maintenance.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, that's a great
thing. And that will be in the lease agreement that they'll have to sign off on.
That's great.
Okay. Any other questions? We'll take the vote. Ms. Beaver.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Hold on one moment. You've got a third house.
Mm-hmm.
Is it something that we would want to consider selling to this person who may be interested in buying a home?
That's up to council. I think, for Mr. Moore, I don't know if we need to pursue a separate RFP to present this to the public officially in this capacity, or if we can move forward with
this. We didn't do an RFP on this last house?
We did, but there were no other organizational bids on the property. Because,
nobody wanted it.
Because there was a significant amount of work to be done.
Oh,
okay, okay.
This family also bid on this house, but again, we didn't feel it was with the scope of this RFP. So if council wants to proceed through this RFP, or will we have to proceed with a new one?
Well, if we have nobody that wants this other house, no organization and everything else, I guess it's mute at this point. We take another tack. We can address it differently. So why don't the staff come back with another recommendation on this house? And we don't sit here and talk around the circle.
Sure. I mean, if we're going to sell it to somebody, I think we'd have to have another RFP that everybody knows.
Yeah, sure thing.
Right. Yes.
Exactly. We can't, you know, we can't just
competition.
Give it to
mm-hmm.
So,
now,
Dave?
There may be a point worth noting. This RFP also had a narrow parameter as far as how we help people. There was one organization, I believe it's public knowledge, that actually provided educational opportunities to pregnant teenagers. But the scope of our RFP did not allow us to go there. It may be that there are some very good causes out there that we could address with this third structure if we opened up the RFP to a broader range of uses, as well as possibly a bid.
Well, how bad a shape is it?
It needs a septic, but it's really only a 3-year home based on the current plans of the airport expansion.
Oh, well,
it may be the kind of thing that a full-blown septic is not necessary, but rather maybe a holding tank could get us through 3 years if Denrick would approve it. So there is some questions about the address. Ms. Jennings, could you also give us just a little bit about what the state is talking about with respect to one of their facilities? I think the state has recognized this as a positive template that may be able to be utilized on some of their facilities.
Yes, the state does have a home in Laurel. It has 10 bedroom. It's a large size home. Yes, yeah. And they've come to the county and they've heard what we've done and would like to use our threshold, what we've set up, and help them use that home as well. So we're starting to work with the state.
And potentially some of these organizations, we can direct them towards this RFP to help maybe create that opportunity for them.
Okay.
So per Mr. Cole's suggestion and no objection from the council, I think you have the authority to maybe present us another option on these other facilities that we could consider.
Right.
Okay.
We might want to think about one thing here. How long is this home going to be removed, or 3 years? Is that
right.
Let's think about this. If we got an interested buyer and wants to get rid of it, we're going to get some money out of it. And let the thing sit there 3 years from now, what are we going to do? I mean, are we going to make some money on this?
I'm hoping that the staff will take that into consideration, and when they come back with their proposal, is that because it's a 3-year time frame,
yep.
It's not cost effective to do all these other things, and that they recommend putting it in a dumpster or selling it to somebody, let them move it off.
So
the thing is, the point of what I'm saying here is this buyer may not be around or may not want to buy it 3 years from now. And I don't know who else would ever want to
buy it. Well, they should be able to come back in less than that many years. I mean, we're talking about coming back here shortly, right, with this proposal now, Sam. So then we will have this discussion again to see what they say, and then we can...
What is the proposal?
We have none. Okay. We've just told them to go back and give us a new one.
We had a proposal, so I didn't know. That's why
when
I
we have our, when we have the next proposal, which we just directed them to do, I think that's where we can make that decision.
Right. Bottom line, it's not going to be as constrained as this first RFP, if I'm reading the tea leaves right, and it'll leave more flexibility to the committee to make a decision that may go down the path of what you're suggesting, Mr. Wilson.
But no change in the overall goal.
Correct. I do believe we want to try to help the less fortunate in the county, but we want to leave some flexibility because we've also got taxpayer money and assets in the mix.
Right. That part we must keep in mind.
We've got to balance helping the needy with the taxpayers' resources.
Correct.
Anything else? Thank you, guys. You did an excellent job. I went into the last committee meeting, and I was very forceful and tried to shake them on some of their arguments, and they held tough. Oh. You guys did a great job.
You're really not supposed to be in the committee. Sam there? No.
I think I was invited.
Really?
Sam was committee. Yeah. You could come to the committee meeting if you want.
I think we should be able to come, but then to start participating, I don't know if that's part of the parameters of the committee. There again, trying to micromanage that one, too.
I allowed him to do that, George.
Come on, Sam. Sam.
I know you don't like to participate, Mr. Cole, but that's okay.
I think we let them do their jobs.
Ms. Bennett, okay. State Farm
Next
Strong
item.
Neighborhood Grants.
I recently discovered with Brad that State Farm, the insurance company, actually provides grants to governmental entities, and they are also available to nonprofits, but it's two separate grants, so we wouldn't be in competition with them. One of the specific grants that they have available is for Strong Neighborhoods Community Development. The funds can be used for community revitalization. The Department of Community Development and Housing would like to pursue these funds as a supplemental funding source to the CDBG rehab program that we already have established. We would use the funds to assist with rehabs in already established CDBG targeted areas to further assist the lengthy waiting lists in those areas. The department will determine the size of the grant request based on the targeted area that would most benefit from the additional funds. And we just ask your support to pursue this opportunity. It wouldn't be any additional program. It would just simply be an added funding for the CDBG program.
Why not?
How much could we be possibly talking?
I tried to ask, and they have no sort of limit. They just kind of said apply for what you need, and then they designate the funds based on your application and what they have available at the time. So we were thinking anywhere from $50,000 to $75,000 just to start and see how it goes. And
try $1 million.
What would that cost a county taxpayer?
$0. We would ask for administrative funding that would be included in that 10%.
So it's no expense then.
Well, yeah, actually would possibly give us a little revenue to cover our staff
exactly.
time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have a motion?
I do. If that's something we want to. Be it moved that Sussex County Council authorize the Department of Community Development and Housing to apply for the State Farm Strong Neighborhoods Grant for the purpose of supplementing the rehabilitation of an established CDBG targeted area.
Yeah, so moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the State Farm Strong Neighborhoods Grant proposal. Any discussion? Not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Fine job.
Very good.
Very good.
Very good job.
Very impressed.
Well, thank you. What I'm here